Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
Welcome back, 34. No, 23 after the hour. You'd think after 14 years I could tell time, wouldn't you? The talk show host who can't tell time. You can't. We can't have that, folks. That's like the gang who can't shoot straight, right? Welcome back, 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. Check out my website. Our show is 14 years old today. Our website is just a little over 14 years old. We kind of finished it up, the very first version of it in October of 97, and we've been upgrading it just for you ever since, and I'm kind of proud of it. I'm proud of the work we've done, and is it perfect? Is it as good as it can be? Never is, never will be. And yours is the same way. You just got to keep doing your best, folks, doing the best of what you can. That's the reason why I'm so proud of you, small business owners, and the reason why I do what I do. Now, I want to talk about something else. I want to talk about socialism versus capitalism. You know, folks, over the last I've been traveling to Europe in the 80s I started going to Europe. And I'm not going to say I've been there a lot, but I've been there a fair amount. I've been to the Middle East. I've been to Europe. I've been to Scandinavia. I've been to England, Scotland, been to South America. And so I've traveled around, and one of the things I've had the opportunity to do is observe the people there, observe their small business owners. I've talked to a lot of small business owners in those countries. And so let's take Europe now, for example. In Europe, their world is they do business. It's not communism, but they depend on the government. They have depended on the government a lot. And so let's go back 10 years, let's say. Let's just go back, say, 10 years and think about what you would have found when you went to Europe. What you would have found would have been a lot of government involvement, a lot of government impediments to start to being a business owner, frankly. A lot of taxes, high, oppressive taxes. But the people were happy. Now, I heard small business owners complain about some of the problems they had starting a small business, and entrepreneurship is not encouraged in a lot of those countries in Europe, and even including England, in Great Britain, the UK. We have to include the UK. You can't say Europe and without, you know, that doesn't necessarily include the UK. That's a little bit of a different world, but entrepreneurship is not always encouraged. There's a lot of impediments. The banking situation is not always in favor of a startup, for example. But the point I wanted to get to is socialism, getting benefits from the state, being taken care of, being able to retire from your job, you know, early in your 50s, maybe, like in Greece. They have a silly rule over there, being given these great pensions by the government, all the health care you can eat for no cost, et cetera. Having vacations mandated by the government, 6 weeks of vacation, that kind of thing. These are some of the things that are going on over there. Well, and the people were happy. And so you'd go over and you'd visit and you'd say, well, maybe we're wrong. Maybe there's something wrong with America. Maybe there's something that we're doing wrong. These people, they don't, you know, I know they have all these high taxes, but look at how happy they are. Well, and so the people who like socialism, the people who want to act like there's something wrong with America would throw that up to me. But look how happy they are. It's idyllic, right? Well, let me tell you what. Here's what we now. I never thought this was would work. I never believed that it would work long term. I'll tell you what. I did not know what was wrong. I didn't know where the chickens were going to come home to roost at, but I knew they were going to come home to roost. And here's what we now know: the way the European governments, let's just use some specifics: Greece, Italy, etc. Portugal, Spain. You know, I don't know so much about Germany, but a way that a lot of these countries that are having so much trouble right now, the way they were pulling this off is they were borrowing money, sovereign debt. They were making these promises to their employees so the government could have more control over them. They were borrowing money for this. They were going into debt. And the reason is this, folks. Socialism doesn't have a job. Socialism is a beggar. Remember this. Socialism doesn't have a job. It has to get the money that it gets, that it needs. It has to get that from somebody else. And either it gets it from somebody who's earned it, and then they take it from them, or it comes from debt. And we now know both of those things have happened over there. And now those chickens have come home to roost. And now the financial situation in Europe is really, really perilous right now. And so now it's obvious that even though America has way too much debt, we haven't depended upon the state to that level. We don't need to start depending upon the state to that level. We need to go back the other way, folks. Europe is the canary in our mine shaft. We have to see what's happening over there and realize that we want to turn away from that. Socialism doesn't work long term. It works for a while. It's beautiful for a while. But eventually, the chickens come home to roost. The bill comes due, and it has to be paid. And that's what's happening in Europe right now. Socialism does not have a job. It's a beggar. Only free market capitalism is sustainable. Will sustain itself indefinitely. 29 after. I'm Jim Blaxengame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blaxengame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.